Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking to a young man who had an idea to come up with an organization to help other kids out. This young man's name is Reese Kemp. He suffers from cystic fibrosis, and he started Reese's Resources. We're going to be talking to him about how that all came about and how you can participate. Another great program here in our community. We'll do that right after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we continue to look at things that are about Jessamine County, people, places, and things. And a lot of times we do a program where we talk about things that used to be in the county. Remember things that aren't around anymore. But every once in a while we do a program of things that are currently happening with Jessamine County and people involved in our county. Well, that's one of those programs that we're going to do today. And we're doing this intentionally today so that you can participate and help out in what's going on with Reese's Resources. Now, this is an organization that was thought up, I guess, by this young man. His name is Reese Kemp, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what it's involved and what it does. Good morning, Reese.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Reese was nice enough to take time off from his busy schedule at the University of Kentucky and come in and talk to us about Reese's Resources. Now, to start with, we need to start the whole program by explaining kind of how you came to be. Tell us where you were born and who your parents are and brothers and sisters and all that kind of stuff.
I'm from Omaha, Nebraska, and I lived there for 5 years, and then I moved to Kentucky for my dad's family after he passed away, and then my parents are Kenneth Kemp and Chantel Kemp.
Yeah.
She works down here, as you know.
Yeah, I've seen her around a few times. You mentioned your dad. He passed away. You were how old?
I was five.
What happened to him?
He had a heart attack sudden.
Yeah.
So.
Now, did you all live in Omaha at that time?
Yes, okay. Yes. We lived there for...
But he was from here.
No, all my dad's family moved down here.
Oh, they moved down
here.
Okay.
Yes,
and you all came along for the ride.
Yep.
So you, at 5 years old, kind of remember your dad then. You were old enough, I guess, to remember him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a sister. She's a junior at East High.
Okay.
And I've got a brother. He's an eighth grader at East Middle.
Okay. He would have been a little bitty thing, I guess, when your dad passed away, right?
Yeah, my mom found out she was pregnant with him after he passed, so he had no idea.
Goodness gracious. All right, so you come to Nicholasville, or come to Kentucky, I guess is where you end up, and there is a reason that I guess you came up with this idea of Reese's Resources. Tell us what has happened and went on in your life to even cause you, and then we'll talk about what it does, but... Tell us about your situation.
Well, when I moved down here, I was just frustrated at life, and you know, because my dad had just passed away, mm-hmm. and we didn't have very much money. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I just didn't in a simple term, I didn't want to live as a young child. So, then I was in the hospital because I have cystic fibrosis. So, I went in for one of my tune-ups. I stayed in there for 2 weeks, and John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, and Eric Bledsoe had come up and visited me right before their freshman year at UK. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they just changed my outcome on life, and, you know, I was enjoying life, going to see them play basketball at UK, then on the DC, where John plays now, and, I mean, I just thought they've changed my life so much, and that's kind of what's brought me to Reese's Resources.
And how old were you at that point when you met them?
I was sixth grade, so I was, like, 12.
So you had gone through, and you... I guess you're born with cystic fibrosis.
Yeah, I had been diagnosed at two.
And gone through all of this stuff, this medical things and treatments and in and out of hospitals and all this kind of stuff. So you're sitting around one day. Were you in the hospital?
Yeah, I was just got out of surgery like the day before. So I had like tubes in my nose and I had no idea they were coming.
Like, and you didn't know?
No.
So when they walked in the door, were you able to know who these guys were?
I mean, I've always been a huge baseball guy.
Yeah.
So at the time they walked in, I could tell they played some type of sport, but I really didn't know who they were because I wasn't a big basketball fan.
Yeah.
And then they kind of introduced themselves, and that's what got me playing basketball. And I went on to play at West Middle and West High.
West High.
So,
but these dudes walked in, as a lot of them do now. I mean, they're very involved. And I don't know, I'm not going to say that players that were previous to Calipari didn't do this. I don't know. But I do know that since he has become coach, he's very involved getting these kids involved in doing outside things other than just going to school and playing ball to give back to their community. So these guys show up and walk in your room and you are then finding out, oh my gosh, I got these UK players standing here with me. And a friendship just kind of started, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm just a 12-year-old kid. And at the time, those guys are superstars. You know, you couldn't,
yeah.
You got the number one player in the nation, the number three. And Eric, I think, was top 10 still. And, I mean, you're just starstruck in a way. And
sure.
I thought it was, like you said, they go and visit. So I was thinking the next day, you know, that was awesome. That was amazing. And then I got a phone call, and it was a North Carolina number. And it turned out to be John Wall. He had called.
Mm-hmm.
Just told me if I ever needed anything, he was there. And, I mean, he's been a huge part of my life. He's like a big brother to me.
Sure.
And he's taken me under his wing, and he's even said in some interviews I'm an influential person on him. So, I mean, it means a lot. That's one guy that stands out from every other person I've known, every other player, that he's just John, my big brother, because I never had a big brother. So,
well, where did the idea then to start Reese's Resources come from? How was it born?
Well, I was a freshman in high school, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you remember the thumbs up for Wayne Goodwin, who passed away of cancer.
Yeah.
Me and Nerwin's Noel had got a limo and we were going to take Wayne to Big Blue Madness, but at the time he was too sick to come. So we did the next best thing and got his brother and his grandparents. We got a limo to go pick him up,
mm-hmm.
drive him all the way to Lexington, get him, you know, front row seats at Big Blue Madness, take him in to meet some of the players. And I think his brother was 8 at the time, so he loved it. And I just saw the smile that we put on his face, and I wanted to continue that in any way I could.
And that's, well, okay, that's kind of the idea.
Yeah.
How'd you initiate? Where did you go? I mean, because really, for some kind of comparison, I guess the only other thing that was kind of happening in Central Kentucky and still going on, Jarrett's Joy Cart. Did you ever know Jarrett?
Yeah. So I didn't know him personally, but I know.
But you knew about the situation. Yeah. Was it just this idea popped in your mind and said, hey, I want to do this for a lot of people? Is that how? And then how did you get that going?
I mean, it just goes back to that Wayne Goodwin thing. I saw the smile that not only his brother had of attending it,
mm-hmm.
but Wayne, you know, he's a 13-year-old kid. You know, he's got cancer. He's, you know, very sick. And mm-hmm. he just, his smile on his face from just seeing his brother happy, because his brother has had to watch him suffer. And, you know, it's a magnificent thing. And so when I thought to myself, like, I have to continue this. This is seeing people's smiles and, you know, just live life happy. It's awesome, because I know how it can be, you know, living rough like I did before John and them influenced me.
And you still are. I mean, this cystic fibrosis is not something that just you take a pill and it's gone. I mean, this is with you forever.
Yeah.
And so every day it can be a struggle for you. So you're still continuing to go through this.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, it's not something you can get rid of.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's new medicines out where now, you know, I haven't been in the hospital in a year and a half. So,
yeah.
I mean, it used to be 2-3 times a year. So obviously it's getting better.
Getting better.
But, you know, there, like you said, I could wake up one day and just be completely, you know, be really sick.
Just can't breathe.
Yeah.
For those for our benefit, we're going to take a pit stop here for a moment. For those out there listening that have heard maybe of cystic fibrosis, what exactly is that? Does it affect in your body?
It's a disease that affects the lungs mostly. Yeah. And, you know, the lungs obviously is one of your, you know, the biggest part in your body, mm-hmm. makes you breathe. But mm-hmm. so that causes damage to your other organs, and, you know, it can cause diabetes, and people think it's just with the lungs, but it causes so much more just
everybody
because of
else.
All the harm with it.
And of course, through all the years, you're taking all kinds of medicines. And while medicines can be good for you, sometimes they have adverse effects, too. And that makes it hard on other parts of the body. Your mom, Chantel's here, and she wasn't going to say anything, but I'm going to ask her a question, if you don't mind. Mom, when you first found out, just scoot on up there. When you first found out that your oldest child had cystic fibrosis, I mean, that had to be, oh, my gosh. Did you even know what the disease was?
We didn't. And so when we got the call from the doctor saying that the test came back positive, that he had it, we did probably the worst thing ever and started Googling it and seeing what it said. And, of course, at that time, the life expectancy wasn't even into the teenage years.
Mm.
And so we were looking at a two-year-old thinking we didn't have but a couple years.
And how old is he now?
He is almost 20.
Almost 20. All right, good. And so that had to be just heartbreaking. And I guess at some point you get to a point to where you're thinking, is this the day? And it's got to be hard to go through that thinking because you had just lost your husband quickly. Right. You find out that after he is deceased that you with his third child. And so you're a single mom raising these children and with a cystic fibrosis, that had to be pretty scary.
Oh, absolutely. Your whole life gets flipped upside down in a moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. So he is in the hospital. In walks these UK players. Did you know who they were?
I did not know.
So you didn't know either. So these big tall guys walking in, you're like, well, who are they? But you find out. Right. And then he decides he wants to start doing something special.
Yeah, he came and he said he wanted to keep giving back. And so I can remember sitting down with him and he had talked to some other people and he kind of mapped out what he wanted to do. He wanted to give back for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then it was all his idea. We just, between myself, Wes Pike, and some other people, we just said, okay, how can we help you? You tell us what you want to do and we'll make it happen. Because our biggest thing is, even for Wes Pike, is we want to make sure no matter what happens in the future, because nobody knows, that Reese lives on no matter what.
Now, explain Wes's involvement here. What you mentioned his name. Let's tell people who Wes is. What does he do with your program?
Wes Pike is our president.
Okay.
And so when we were putting together the foundation and we were talking and had to get our people in line, we were trying to think of who the best one would be. And hands down, we couldn't think of anybody better than Wes, because Wes loves Reese unconditionally. And Wes is a go-getter and he would never let it fail, and he would make sure it lived on.
So for people's information, this is not a situation where you all are getting money in your bank and you're doing all this on. You've got a foundation set. You've got a board of directors. It's all perfectly legit according to, Internal Revenue Service numbers and all that, tax deductible and the whole thing.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's kind of how that all started. Of course, it didn't hurt when you try to get something like this going that you've got these big names from University of Kentucky helping you.
Right.
All right. So Reese, jump back up there and let's talk about some of the things that Reese's resources has been able to do for some people. Now, you mentioned the first thing you did, but go ahead and talk about some of the other things you've been able to do.
Like she said, Thanksgiving dinners, I've been able to, families that can't afford Thanksgiving, whether they've gotten laid off and, it's sad because if you think of there's so many more families we provide. Everything that they need for their dinner, they just have to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you think how many families there are out there that don't get those meals, because we help about 20 families. But, there's tons of families out there. And then we do Christmas. We give a bunch of Christmas presents to kids who can't afford it. And then we even do like back to school supplies, because I remember when I was in, elementary school, you'd have kids that didn't have a backpack or didn't have pencils because they couldn't afford it.
But these aren't necessarily kids who have CF.
No.
This can be anybody.
Yeah, my slogan is to help people in need also while raising awareness for cystic fibrosis.
Right.
So why we help these people in need, we may say, cystic fibrosis is a life-threatening disease.
Right.
So we just want to make CF aware.
Yeah.
Have a lot of awareness, and feels like the best way to do that is to help people, because then they tell others. And kind of goes on from there.
What's some of the things that your celebrity basketball friends have helped you do?
We've had fundraisers that they've come and attended, DeMarcus Cousins, and, John sent in a bunch of stuff that we've donated or auctioned off. And then, it's just tons of different things, whether, it's something small, maybe saying hi to a kid. We've had some of them, you know, a kid who was in the hospital, we had him FaceTime him and, you know, just say hi. It's tons of different things.
And that doesn't really cost anything. That's just, something that's easy for them to do. But, man, how much brighter a day can be made by a kid in the hospital who may be just sick, but a lot of kids who may be scared because of what's going on, to get a phone call from somebody like that. It has to be great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because I know how it feels to do that. Sure. And these guys, you know, they're 18 years old and are looked at as superstars across the state.
Yeah.
So they're still kind of getting aware to it. And they don't even realize how much that phone call means to a kid that's in the hospital. Because, like, again, they're 18. They don't know that if you just call and tell a kid, keep doing good work, or it just changes their whole life perspective.
While we're talking about them, I'm assuming you still hear from these guys.
Oh, yeah. I go out to Charlotte and see Aaron all the time. Aaron Harrison, he plays down there. Go to D.C. and John Wall. And I just keep in touch with them because they're all like big brothers to me. So.
You know, it's funny. One time I remember your mom telling me that, and how many people could say this? Tommy Chantel said that she walked in one day. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that down in the basement, I think it was you, the Harrison twins, and somebody else playing Xbox and eating pizza. I mean, how many people get to do that? But you know, it's good for them, because you just said something. These kids and folks, they are kids. You know, when you think about the University of Kentucky basketball team and you see them playing and doing all these great things, you forget they're 18, 19, 20 years old. And they're a lot of them on their own for the first time. They're scared too. And so I'm sure it was pretty cool just for them to have a place to relax and eat some pizza and play some video games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was right after the SEC championship, and I think it was spring break on UK.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, campus was dead. You know, you couldn't go eat somewhere because basically places would shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, we'll just go and play some 2K at the house. And like you said, they love it because they're being treated like they used to be normal.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom would come down and say hi. They loved her, and she'd make them Rice Krispie treats, which we don't tell Cal that part. But yeah,
that's, well, his wife makes some brownies.
Oh, on
birthday, so he can't say too much. But that's got to be pretty cool. And the fact is that even though they have left Lexington and gone on to greater things with pro ball and things like that, they're still able to help you out. And even more so now.
Yeah.
Able to help you out.
I mean, yeah, just by then, like John, he's become such a big name in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Him doing something so simple as donating a pair of shoes he's worn in a game. Because, I mean, to him, it's just another pair of shoes.
Right.
You auction that off and get a lot of money to go to CF research.
Yeah.
That's such a big difference on something so little to John. So.
Of course, another big name that has done really, really well in the last year, Carl Anthony Towns. He's a big buddy too, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He helped us out last summer. He took me up to the Cincinnati Reds game and let me throw out the first pitch to him. And the whole thing was to raise awareness for Reese's Resources.
Wow.
So, I mean, and that's one of my best friends, and it's one of the best guys you ever meet. You know, his parents have raised him right.
Yeah.
Very, very into helping people and very clean, and can't ask much more of a guy.
What are you studying at school? You're going to UK, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be a marketing major.
Marketing major?
Yeah.
Maybe you could be the agent for all these dudes that you're friends with. Wouldn't that be a sweet job?
Yeah, yeah.
And Reese's Resources is going pretty strong. Now, this, let's see, with the season we're in, the holiday season, you're probably pretty busy right now with Reese's Resources. If somebody listening wants to help, and there might be different ways to help, I mean, of course, donations are always accepted, but there may be other ways. How can they do that? How can they find out about you?
I mean, if you have a Facebook page, you can go to Reese's Resources or Reese's Bucket List. Reese's Bucket List is a smaller thing that's through Reese's Resources, and that is just goals I want to achieve throughout this whole organization. And you can go there and message us, whether you want to, like you said, donate any amount of money helps, or you know, we've had people say they want to go and deliver Christmas presents with us, and you know, that's awesome, because the more help, you know, the better.
Right.
So, you know, there's tons of ways. If you want to help, we can find something for you to do. And again, you can contact me on social media, Twitter at Reese Kemp 2, or Reese's Resources, West Pike, we're all on there. And
you have a Facebook page, or not a Facebook, a regular website too?
Yeah, it's a, or we're working on a website right now. We're okay. trying to save up enough money.
Okay.
When, but we still donate most of our money to CF Research.
Yeah.
The central, or the chapter in Lexington, because it seems that goes more for,
yeah.
you know, you have families with CF that come down and get put in the hospital, and they're having to pay all this money for parking that they can't afford, and just tons of stuff like that you would never think of while your right. kid's in the hospital.
How does this affect you? Now, you've had this since you were two. Well, I guess you probably had four then. They found out when you were two. And you've had it, and you've lived through it. And it's probably pretty easy to get down, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, there are other times when you get down on yourself, but mm-hmm. I've just come to it. You know, I enjoy life and think of the good things I've done, you know, like playing basketball all through high school. I was a little too short for the center position, although Coach Kelly just didn't play me right. I love Coach Kelly. But, yeah, I mean, it's easy to get down, but mm-hmm. I've got so much support and friends that you just live through it and you enjoy life the yeah. most you can.
Yeah. How is the college life? Is it what you thought it would be?
I mean, it's nice. I like it a lot. You know, school yeah. it's harder, a lot harder sure. than high school, but
sure it is.
I mean, it's fun. You meet a lot of new people, and it's a great experience for life. If you can do it, I would definitely do it.
Do you have in your mind any big goals for Reese's Resources that you want to try to accomplish anytime soon?
I mean, I would love that. Right now, I'm just kind of keeping it steady because I'm so busy with school
right.
and other things. So I would love when I get out of school, maybe to just get it where it donates and gets a lot more money so I can, you know, one day, mm-hmm. my mom has been talking about saving up enough money to build a little shelter or something down here for the summer for kids to go eat. Mm-hmm. Because in the summer, you don't get your school lunches. Mm-hmm. Or I would love to maybe give enough money to pay for a kid's tuition one year.
Cool.
That has cystic fibrosis or any, you know, right. any life-threatening disease.
Right.
But I'll definitely pursue it a lot harder once I get out of school. It's just sure. hard now.
Yeah, that's right. And you need to take care of your education. Let these other people take care of this for a yeah. while.
And they help a lot, and it means a lot.
Yeah. What about mom? Jump back up there for just a minute. Give us your feelings about, as a parent, watching this guy go through what he's gone through and then now doing what he's been doing with this program.
I think it's pretty amazing, only because to watch my child go from, in a sense, feeling helpless
mm-hmm.
to giving back. And he talks about the smiles that he puts on people's faces. But for me to watch him and the smile it puts on his face
right.
is priceless to me.
Yeah. And it just goes to show you can take the worst thing that's dealt you in your life and make a positive if you want to. It's all if you want to. Yeah. I mean, it would be very easy for you, especially as the mom, and him as the patient, if it were, to just say, you know what, I don't care. I want to give up. I don't want to do anything. I want to lay down. I mean, it's easy to do that when you have a bad thing dealt to you. But if you can take that bad thing and turn it into a positive, which has been done here, just makes life probably a little more easy.
I think so. I've always tried to raise my kids, and especially Reese, of there is nothing that we can't handle.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks. Bottom line, it
sure it
sucks
does.
To live it every day. Sure. And I tell him and I tell everybody, I'm not him. I don't know how he feels every day.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't let it get you. And he's learned that. And I'm so proud of the young man he's become, because he has learned that he controls his life, and it's about quality of life.
Sure it is. And what you make of it.
Oh, yeah. And
yeah.
And he's so much like his father, because he's got that business mind, and he's not going to give up. Mm-hmm. No matter what it is, whether it's his Reese's Resources or college, he'll succeed.
Cool. Reese, I've got, as we wind down our program here, I'm going to ask you one final question. This might be a hard question, but one of these days when you're 100 years old and it's finally your time, what's one thing you hope people remember about Reese Kemp?
I hope they just know, and then, like you said, no matter what happens, you just got to live life happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, enjoy yourself, not let things get you down, and you know, Reese's Resources will still be going.
Right.
And every time they deliver a Thanksgiving meal or just anything that involves with that, they just think, wow, this what I've gone through to get it to this point, and me looking down, I love it just because, I like you said, I could have gave up. I could have said I'm done with it, but I just kept going and fighting through.
So. Great. Well, again, we want to tell people that if you are listening and you want to help out this holiday season or any time, go to Facebook, look up Reese's Resources, Reese's Bucket List. You can find him, just Reese Kemp. It's R-E-E-S-E.
Yes.
K-E-M-P. On Twitter, get a hold of Reese or anybody involved with the organization, and any way you can help. I mean, you don't have to just say to yourself, well, I can't write a check for $5,000. No, if you can, that's fine. But maybe it's $5. Maybe it is just something small. Maybe it's going to Walmart and buying a new board game that Reese can give to some kid in the hospital. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do. And it will help out tremendously. Of course, we will say that any contribution you have, of course, is tax deductible under the IRS laws and things like that. But even if you just want to help physically, you know, if they want to come and help deliver presents, you know, just use your gas to help out, to get a hold of you and to keep you in mind.
Yeah, I mean, you said it perfect.
Great.
It's not about that, the money part.
Reese, thanks for being here. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, my thanks to Reese for coming in and talking to us about his organization, Reese's Resources. You could look it up online if you'd like more information on how you can become a part of that and help them out. Well, I appreciate you tuning in this morning to All Things Jessamine. One more show under our belt, and we've got more to go. And don't forget, I'm on every weekday morning also from 6 to 8 a.m., and then we'll do All Things Jessamine again next Saturday morning at 11. All right here on Jess FM 105.9.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.